Good morning. Good morning, TLR. Good morning, TLR. Good morning, TLR.
Good morning.
They can't hear me. Let's do it up a little bit more. Good morning, TLR. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming out. Listen, wasn't that music beautiful?
Yes.
Awesome. Let's hear it for them. That's a great job. Last week we had our big banquet, Thanksgiving meal. I don't know about the rest of you, but I thought it just went excellent, didn't you guys? Wasn't that just awesome? So thanks for everybody that helped. Julie Edgecombe did a lot of the planning for that, and Joey and Champ moved a lot of chairs for that, and Jess and Charmin, servers and food makers, food eaters. Sorry if I missed someone, but rest assured, God never misses anyone. So it was duly noted. Last week, we kind of played it a little loose because we wasn't sure when we'd start eating. So you probably noticed I had that one crazy eye of mine on the clock and the other crazy eye down this way. And we're going to do kind of the same thing today because we're going to dismiss at some point, and we're going to actually see those boxes over there behind Josh and Whitney. We're going to load those boxes full of toys. Then we're going to run out and get a new computer. Wow. And like I was saying, then we're going to run out and get a new computer, which Quinn's been wanting to do. And I'm not so sure he didn't set that up to happen.
USB sticks aren't supposed to have that angle on them.
I don't think so. Hey, we just go with what we've got. So while he's working with this, just kind of review from last week, and then just a few practical tips on how to take your Christmas to the next level. And if you noticed, we talked last week about every new level comes a new devil. I don't care if you're taking it to a new level as far as the diet goes, that next new level comes with a new devil. Whatever you're trying to do at work, that new level comes with a new devil. Does everybody know what we're talking about when we're talking about a new devil? Once you decide and purpose in your heart you're going to do something different, something better, there's always a devil that comes along and says you can't do it. Has that happened to anybody in this room besides me? And usually what happens is that new devil kind of stamps his... That should be going back and forth, Quinn. I know you dropped it and all, but gee, many Christmas. That was the best part of the whole slide. But we just love that. There he goes. Yay! Every new level comes with a new devil, correct? And we all know that. I was shocked today to get some feedback from our podcast. Totally shocked anyone listens to the podcast. Even more so that they would listen to me on a podcast. I can't stand to hear myself on a podcast. It's like Matt Locke and the nanny got together and had a child and it was me. I just don't like it. But the feedback was my new level, my new devil. All righty. My new level, my new devil is this. The person told me, they said, my devil just tells me, oh, look how far you've come. So sometimes that new level, new devil, he stomps his foot, tries to get you to run back to the old pig pen you came from. Sometimes that devil just puts his arm around you and says, oh, Alex, look how far you've came. You don't need to take it to the next level. You don't need to take your Christmas to the next level. You're good right where you're at. That's about the only time you're going to get a devil to say something nice to you is when they're trying to keep you at the same level. So we talked about the new devil and the new level. And I thought it was very intuitive of this person to say, hey, my new level, my new devil is just, hey, you're okay. You didn't need to go ahead anyway. We talked about how strange and sad it is, as we talked about this new level of Christmas, how strange and sad it is that debt and consumerism reached their pinnacle on the morning we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Isn't that kind of amazing? The Savior who came to liberate us from these things, that's when we tie up most of our monies and resources. We talked about that, and we're moving forward to some practical applications. We talked about be on guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And I want you to know, this is not just for rich people. I mean, you could put that 94 Explorer there of mine, and you know it's just as much something that I want as somebody would want one of these. If you're not happy without something, you won't be happy with it either. Isn't that right? Anybody old enough that they've seen that? If you're not happy without something, you won't be happy with it either. We talked a little bit about that. When Jesus came to us, he came in simplicity to a humble couple who had very little money. So the true meaning of Christmas has never been about stuff. It's always been about him. And our new level at TLR is going to be Thanksgiving that's about giving instead of what we receive. Our new level at TLR is going to be a Christmas that's more about him than about stuff. How many of you like stuff? We'll just wait on the rest of you to raise your hand. We all do. But the next level is it's about him and it's not about the stuff. We talked about the growing godliness. We must become content. And I ran through this last week because, frankly, I was smelling gravy. But I really want to point this out. We should be content with our God-given circumstances, but never satisfied with our spiritual growth. Unfortunately, our tendency is to do just the opposite. Many of us are content with where we are spiritually and very discontent with our circumstances. I spent a lot of time this week improving my circumstances. And I don't know that I could stand up here and tell you honestly, I did as much work improving my spiritual place. Does that make sense to you? That's important, man. I know last week I said something about we don't get a lot of people coming to us for prayer about their spiritual. It's usually about a new job, a new this, a new that. And I didn't want it to sound like it's you guys, it's me too. I spent a lot of time on material stuff this week. And I didn't spend a whole lot of time on spiritual stuff. So that's the next level. The next level is for us to quit being so complacent about where we are spiritually. We also talked about turn over the ownership of all you have to God. The Bible says everything belongs to God. He just lets us have it. For we brought nothing into the world. We can take nothing out of it. We talked about being thankful for the basics of life. We see this in verse 8. It says, but if we have food and clothing, we'll be content with that. And this is so important. And I was so sorry that I kind of rushed through this one as well, because some of us need to have our needs reduced, not our possessions increased. And here was one of our first practical suggestions. When contemplating the purchase of another possession, ask yourself this question: is it a need or a greed? This is important because in our culture today, almost everything is presented as a need. And isn't that the truth? Everything you see on TV, it's never any more about what we want. It's always what we need. We need a new car, because if you get a new car, you get a warranty. You know, isn't that how they advertise them on TV? Do they ever say, because when you get a new card, you get a new payment? You know, you don't get that. You don't get that. You always get that you need it, not want it. Yes, sir. What is it we really need? And the Bible tells us we need the basics. That's what we need. Thank you. And that's true. They've always built a need. Finally, we talked about pursuing riches. And I made sure I mentioned that, you know, if you're in need of $100, it's as bad as a guy that's in need of $1 million, right? So it's not just riches. The Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered far from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And I know people like that. I know people that don't know their kids very well because they spent so much time at work. And then finally, we talked about those of us that have more, that have been blessed, have a greater responsibility to be generous. Bottom line, whether you have a little on your bottom line or a lot, work at what you want, what you have, even if you don't have everything you want. Or another way to say that, the key to contentment is not having everything you want, but wanting everything you already have. Can you imagine how much freer our lives would be if we didn't have all those wants hanging over our head? If we didn't have all that discontentment? It's hard to watch TV without being discontent, isn't it? Because they all have so much. And I don't know about you, but I was shocked to find out how big apartments were in New York. when I watch Seinfeld and when I watch Friends. You know that they produce, not only do they produce this need in us, but they also produce, Brandon, this opposite of contentment in our life, to where it's all about trying to get more. And then finally, we left with this verse last week, never will I leave you or forsake you. And we challenged everybody to tell us that's part B of this verse, what's part A? And frankly, none of us knew it, correct? Including myself before I looked this up. The teachers, everybody, we didn't know that actually the Bible says keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. This week, what we're going to do is just add some very practical ideas on how you can take your Christmas to the next level. Quinn's going to come up here in just a second. And what we're going to do, the first one is pause and ponder. Luke 2:19 tells us when Mary listened to all the shepherds had told her, she treasured up these things in her heart and she pondered them. And I think it's really neat that we've heard this story so many times. This is Quinn. Give Quinn a hand, everybody. We hear that story so often that it goes in one ear and out the other. And we decided this morning we want to play this simple little Bible reading for you. And it just kind of focuses back on what Christmas is really all about. What the Bible says she pondered, we need to ponder these things as well. Maybe.
Maybe not. What did you say?
Nothing. Just like a well-oiled machine around here, isn't it?
The shutdown killed it. Just keep talking about it. We'll have it this minute.
Okay. Pause and ponder. Pardon me? Hey, pause and ponder the story. Thanks, Alex. Tell them to pause and ponder the story for a second. Okay. Come here, Judy. Help me. Who did that? Awesome. He's going to tell him what Christmas is all about.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone upon them. And they were sore afraid.
All right, that's that. Yep.
Okay, sometime if you get a chance.
That was pretty cool, though, wasn't it?
And you have a computer that's operational and a non-bent thingamabobby. Look at that story. And I do kind of like the story as told by the Peanuts characters. The Bible tells us that she looked, she stopped, and she pondered these things. What we want you to do is, have you ever got so caught up at Christmas that you didn't even ponder the story? I bet you there's been times in my life that by the time it got around, you know, I knew all the wrappings and the trimmings, But it's been so long since I just pondered the story of Emmanuel, God with us. Pause and ponder this year. That's our first practical solution to taking our Christmas to the next level. The other thing I want you to do is this. Invite Jesus into your impossible situation. I don't know if you remember this or not, but this coming about of Jesus was very, very, it was very much impossible. I mean, this girl was like actually telling people she'd never had sex before. Isn't that an impossible situation? And you remember what the angel told her? I love what the words of Gabriel to Mary found in Luke 1:37. He says, "Nothing, for nothing is impossible to God." Judy, the best gift I can give you is this, to tell you that nothing is impossible to God. Isn't that right? Isn't that a great thing that we have this morning? Yeah, you know, we didn't have the Charlie Brown Christmas video, but we've got this, and that is, with God, there's absolutely nothing that's impossible. And this Christmas, what I want you to do is to kind of invite him into that situation that you have. And everybody's situation is different. How many of you feel like you're almost in a impossible situation financial? You might be in an impossible situation with, you can't raise your hand on all of them, okay? You might find yourself in an impossible situation with addictions. You might find yourself in an impossible situation with sin. You might find yourself in an impossible situation with relationships. And I want you to remember this, that Christmas is a time for miracles, a great time for miracles. I think sometimes we forget that, man, there was a lot of great miracles that happened around that simple story. Mary being found with child, an impossible situation. Just all the different prophecies that were fulfilled by Jesus, impossible situation. Invite Jesus into your impossible situation. And I know everybody's got one. Have you ever had somebody you just kind of give up on? Maybe that's your impossible situation. Maybe there's something in your life you just can't get out of your life. That's your impossible situation. Christmas is a good time to invite Jesus into your impossible situation. All right, let's get down to some nitty-gritty here. Buy one less gift this year and use that money to give more. Nobody's saying amen on that one. Buy one less gift this year and use that money to give more. We've got some wonderful things to give money to around here. We hardly ever pass a basket around. We shouldn't have to pass a basket around. But we found that here lately it's coming back fairly empty. And you'll notice on our financial statement it's a little bit red. Buy one less gift this year and use that money to give more. C.S. Lewis believed that the best... Everybody know C.S. Lewis? Great theologian. Wrote great books. Chronicle of Narnia. Harry Potter. I don't know. Twilight. Awesome. Without removing his pipe. C.S. Lewis believed the best way to break money's power is to give it away. Hey. Now you see why the guys wrote all them great books, huh? He never suggested a rigid formula for giving. He wrote these words. "I do not believe that one can settle how much we ought to give. I'm afraid the only safe rule is to give more than we can spare. If our charities do not at all pinch or hamper us, I should say they are too small. There ought to be things we should like to do and cannot do because our charitable expenditures excludes them." Wow. Bam. That could be life-changing right there. Buy one less gift this year and use that money to give more. Next practical gift. Ask God how he wants you and your family to bless someone else this year. How many of you just expected a really nice blessing at Christmas, have your family together? Maybe you've got a daughter that lives out of state that's coming in, and you just know it's going to be a great time of blessing. How about pay that forward? Ask God how he wants you and your family to bless someone this year. I bet we all know somebody that we've got more than what they've got. I bet we all know somebody that we could bless by taking a little less blessing for ourselves. Ask God. I was going to give you like 7 or 8 things that, for suggestion, but I like asking God. Y'all talk to Him, don't you? I sure hope you do. Won't you ask God how He wants you and your family to bless someone else this year? That's a good practical tip on taking your Christmas to the next level. Here's one. Receive one less gift this year and use that money to give more. I'll show you how this works. Judy, I know you're planning on getting me something for Christmas this year. It really don't work if they weren't planning on getting you something for Christmas. I'm just assuming Judy was planning on getting me something for Christmas. What I want to do is I want to release you to take that money and buy something for somebody else. Tell your family and close friends that you don't want a typical Christmas present this year. If someone asks you what you want this year, redirect them. One gift. Whitney, could you do with one last gift? Josh? Quinn? We could just go around this room. Where's the kid? Jack? You're not getting anything anywhere. You might as well just be a Christian and say, yeah. Yeah. Not because he's been bad. He's a great, wonderful kid. The light of my life. It's just we're going to take our Christmas to the next level. Can. That's okay too. Next time, you know what you do? I can't believe you can't figure this stuff out. Tell them you want 3 things and have them double that. That's 6. I understand that. And that's why I preface everything I've taught with new level, new devil. There's always going to be that sister-in-law that says, you got to get my kids something. We understand that. But we all understand, too, that we always spend a little extra around Christmas time. You know, we're out. We get peppermint coffee at Starbucks. We can still pay this forward. Okay. It's not going to be easy, but if we receive one less gift this year, do you realize what we just doubled everybody in here? If we take away one, if we receive one less, everybody's given 2 gifts to somebody else. Isn't that a kind of a cool idea to take our Christmas to the next level? Okay, any other ideas? How else can we take this to the next level? Good idea.
It's like a little trickeroony way.
Good idea. Didn't Jesus tell us we had to be like as crafty as snakes or something? Yeah, good idea. Lainey. You know, and we really want to give you permission to know that you don't have to keep up with your family. I've got to feel like your family's good enough that if they know, don't you think, Alex, if her family knew how much unrest that gives her trying to keep up with them. I don't think they'd want that either. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I knew this wasn't going to be easy. And I knew that, you know, I know family traditions. And I know some of y'all's family. And I know that there's a lot of gift giving. But let's be honest here. We're talking about one gift you were going to give and one gift you were going to receive. And if we turn those around, we could make somebody's Christmas special. Always when we make someone else's something other special, whether that's through missions work, whether that's through ministry, what we find out is we really bless ourselves when we do that. I think you guys will not miss that present, and I think you'll get a blessing for it. Good idea. If you guys didn't hear this, sponsor a child. We sponsor a child, and, you know, he's probably the unluckiest kid in El Salvador because he got the Adams family. We just sometimes scrape him by. So if you guys want to throw some money my little boy's way, because he always says, greetings, American family. But that's a good idea. You can sponsor a child. Another great idea. Good time to do it, around Christmas time to get that started. Mr. Riddle. Any other ideas, Julie? And you wonder what she's going to be like when somebody asks you, well, what did your mom get you? You're not going to believe this. She got me. It's even worse. It's like, Santa got my friend 15 things and Santa got me one thing. This is uphill and this is the next level. And every new level comes a new devil. And we got to work those things out. Listen, is Charmin around here? Send Charmin up here. What we're going to do, we're going to go up and we're going to get the kids. We're going to close in prayer as Charmin comes forward. Make sure this handheld mic is on for her. She's going to explain what we're going to do for the rest of our time together. We're actually going to pack out those shoe boxes. We've got tables back there. They're going to explain this to you in more depth. I do want you guys to think about a new level for Christmas. Rome wasn't built in a day, or at least that's what Rob Kelly told me. I wasn't around, believe it or not. Let's do one gift this year, maybe two, and we'll just see where God takes it to the next level. So without any further ado, let's bow for a word of prayer, close this part out, then we'll start wrapping some gifts for somebody who really needs them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've given us. Lord, we are so ingrained in our culture here. And it seems so benign that why would anybody tell somebody to quit giving stuff? It sounds really good on the outside, but I think there's an inside component that's missing. It's awfully hard to be content with what we have in this world. And we tend to want more and more and more. And our wants become needs. So God, I just pray that through all the ups and downs of this message, what hit and what missed, they'll walk away knowing that this is all about you. And it never was meant to be about presents for mom and dad. It never was meant to be about presents for Nova. Nova received from you the greatest gift ever. And we're never going to be able to compete on that level. So Lord, I just pray that there's a part of our heart, almost reminiscent of the Grinch, that little heart will just pound a little bit bigger, get a little bit bigger. And at Christmas, we think of others, not just the others in our family, but beyond that, the others that don't have clean drinking water. We think beyond that to those that all that they get will be what the shelter has for them. Lord, you've given us so much. Even those of us here in this room that's a little tight around this time, we still have so much more than the rest of the world. Unfortunately, in a lot of ways, we are that 1%. And we have most of the world's goods. Mine may not be as new as somebody else's here in this room, but I've got them all, just to a lesser degree. Help us to be more generous. And dear God, help us to know that Christmas is about Emmanuel, God with us. In your precious holy name we pray. Amen.